WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
Hello, this is three-time WWE champion and hardcore legend Mick Foley.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Can you hear me?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
More good news.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
They say he can't be killed. They say he drinks blood.
The Omega.
We mustn't compare ourselves to regular people. We're artists.
Heartbreak Mike.
I'm a man of few words, but those words will count.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
He must have been king of the wicker people.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No shit.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Shut up and listen.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. It's the best there is. And I know, because so am I. I'm Austin Aries.
WTR Sunday Night.
10 seconds of transmission.
Now, you fellas have said some pretty mean things, some of which were true.
God damn you, Rock. And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where the producer is a pain in the ass.
Only because he doesn't get his way all the time because he's wrong and we're right and that's all there is to it.
Now your turn to talk, so I'm quiet.
Yeah. Oh, pro wrestling's been busy this week. We got a bunch to talk about. So to start off, I am the Omega, the be-all, and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
This song. I fuck this. Anyway, oh, what's going on? What's going on, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Is that today? Yeah, that is today. Oh well, but yeah, I'm here. Let's talk. Let's talk rage. Let's talk points. Oh yeah. Anyway, go on.
And at the head of the table, a man with just one fewer hit than Montel Jordan, the one and only Tim Stein.
Are you calling him a one-hit wonder?
Barely.
Because don't know if that song was a hit so much as it was forced down everybody's throat at the roller skating rinks.
Yeah, hence why I say barely.
Well, you know, it's getting hot in here. Just wait for that one for the break. We'll see what happens if you remember.
Absolutely not.
You're not waiting? You want it now?
No, I don't want it now.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live simultaneously on the TuneIn app.
This just has all the one-hit wonders on a playlist.
Top two songs why men are single.
You actually were not supposed to play that song until the first break. Nice going. You missed your cue. Anyway, as I was saying, we are also streaming live on the TuneIn app. You can listen to us wherever the hell you are, just like somebody I know driving home from work listening to us on TuneIn and wondering what the hell was put in our water.
Can I say something really quick?
I don't know.
Really quick?
Depends.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, did they lose?
I'm just saying. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Woohoo!
They got spanked by the Falcons.
There you go. And, of course, Cowboys losing always makes me smile, even if it is the Falcons. It was the Falcons? The Falcons beat them.
Falcons beat them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all fine and dandy. I don't like those really god-awful-looking uniforms the Seattle Seahawks are wearing lately.
The color rush uniforms on Thursday, they were awful.
Oh, that was just horrible. But, of course, up here in Canada, we got the great Canadian drunk fast approaching near the end of November. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, most of you live in, well, pretty much everybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about will be living in the United States or abroad. I'm talking about the Canadian Football League. It's not inferior. It's not superior. It is a different game from the National Football League. And the NFL has the Super Bowl. The CFL has the Grey Cup donated by Lord Grey. You can check that out on Wikipedia and find out who the hell he was, some British bugger. But the Grey Cup coming up in a few weeks, and of course the West Division Final will see my Calgary Stampeders play host to our dreaded rivals 3 hours north of us, the Edmonton Eskimos. That's coming up next Sunday. So guess what I'm going to be doing next Sunday while there's a pay-per-view?
Watching the Eagles versus the Cowboys on NBC. Oh,
I'm going to have to get a third screen, man.
Wait, that's what I'll be doing.
That's what you'll be doing. Who are the Seahawks playing next?
I don't care.
I do.
I don't.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, there's that little tidbit, and I'll be keeping everybody updated on the Grey Cup playoffs because, as we all know, that's the most important thing in the world.
Stay tuned for Stampede on Turf coming to All Talk Radio Network podcast near you.
Stampede on turf? What?
Or do they play on grass?
No, actually, the last stadium to have real grass was Edmonton, and that got replaced by AstroTurf.
Okay.
All Canadian stadiums now have turf.
Okay. Stampede on turf, a.k.a. Fire and Ice. Get it?
No, because I'm just not paying attention to you.
See what I did there?
Stampede on turf. No, you know, you've been doing this. It feels like a couple of decades.
Well, decade is coming.
There is a new decade coming up, but it's been 20 years, guys. 20 years since Bret Hart got bent over by Vince McMahon. The screw job in Montreal, Survivor Series, 1997.
Oh, Canada?
Oh, my goodness. Now, just to clarify the record once and for all, it wasn't a case of Bret being a whiny little bitch not wanting to drop the title in Canada. It was a case of Bret Hart being a whiny little bitch not wanting to drop the title to Shawn Michaels because Shawn said, listen, you know, I appreciate the fact you're going to let me win you're dropping the title to me, but if the roles were reversed, I would not do the same for you. And, of course, naturally, that pissed off Bret, and he was more than happy to hand over the title the following Monday Night Raw, but Vince said, no, I don't trust you. Two schools of thought about this. Is it understandable to you why Bret didn't want to drop the title to Shawn Omega?
See, I can understand why.
Yeah.
But I could, you know, but
I'm not asking if you agree yet.
Okay. Yes, I can understand why.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, sour grapes or what?
Couple of sour grapes.
Okay, and you also understand why, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, Mike, do you agree with Bret not wanting to drop the title to Shawn?
I don't, honestly. I mean, Shawn Michaels was at his prime then, and it sucks that, you know, I get it that he was like, oh, you know, if the roles were reversed, you know, I wouldn't want you to take the title. I wouldn't give you the title.
That is the worst Shawn Michaels imitation I wasn't
trying to, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like,
it's even worse than my imitation of him.
Yeah. And Bret, I mean, he decided to do evil with evil. And you know, for Bret to be a man of his caliber, I would have thought that he would have took the high road and be like, you know what? That's cool with me. Do you? You do me. professionalism instead of like, oh, the title is mine. I ain't giving it up. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, he should have just called Sean the C-word and punched him in the face before they went up. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, okay. Omega, your input on this one.
See, I can understand why he did it. He shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mike is right. It's a professionalism thing. At the end of the day, doesn't matter how you feel about the guy, you're in a role. You are a very physical actor, but, you know, in your job, you are an exceptional athlete, but you're still paid to play your role. And your role at the time was drop the belt to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sorry. It's just, that's just the thing. You know, like, you can't put on a play of Romeo and Juliet if the guy playing your Romeo goes, fuck you, I'm not taking the poison.
Yeah.
Just, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely of two minds about the entire thing. I mean, as you know, it's tradition. It doesn't matter unless you're willing to wear a bra and panties and walk around on all fours, barking like a dog. You go out on your back. You drop the title when you leave the territory. Little dig at Trish Stratus winning the title with her last match. That said, yeah, you know, put yourself in Brett's position, putting me in Brett's position, exceedingly pissed off. You're willing to bend over backwards to make your opponent look great. You're still planning on making him look great, even though he basically said, yeah, well, you're a fucking idiot for, thinking that I would even think about doing the same thing. Yada, yada, yada. Fine and dandy. But at the same time, you know, it's really tough. You're basically spitting in the face of that tradition by going into business for yourself. That's what happened. Brett wanted to go into business for himself, and Vince decided, along with Triple H and Shawn Michaels, that Shawn Michaels should also go into business for himself. By extension, Vince going into business for himself, which sounds redundantly ironic when you think about it, but that's the situation. The lack of professionalism that hit, yeah, okay. I mean, I empathize with Brett and I understand where he's coming from, and I've always stuck up for that point of view. And here's where I have butted heads over the last 20 years with other wrestling fans. Just because I supported his point of view and I empathized with him and his feelings, I didn't necessarily say, well, he did the right thing. And this whole thing, to tell you the honest truth, I don't remember what I was going to say because it just slipped my mind. Who's crinkling paper in the background? Cut it out.
What?
Listen, you don't want to share the potato chips? Cut it out.
They aren't potato chips.
Okay, what are they?
I'm sorting actual toys into little bags.
Alrighty then. Lego it is.
Not Lego, but yeah, whatever.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Brett would not be the one to bring up the Montreal Screwjob. Other people would bring it up, and he defended his actions. And then people would be all pissy because Brett defended his actions, thinking he's the one who brought it up. He didn't, but other people would bring it up, and he would have to talk about it because other people basically threw it in his face, Omega. Mm-hmm. What else is he supposed to do?
See, I can understand his point of view. At the same time, he's leaving. The fuck do you care what Sean would do? You're not going to have he's not going to have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Yep. There's just a whole bunch of different things that we're not even coming close to getting into that led up to this penultimate moment at Survivor Series. But, you know, like at the end of the day, you're leaving the territory, whether you want to or not. And, Brett offered to take a cut and pay to stay. But, you know, he's only ever defended his actions. He didn't excuse them or anything like that. Other people have brought it up over the last 20 years, and he's caught hell for other people talking about it, right?
Yeah.
But stop and think about it for a second. Just for shits and giggles, say that there's a huge promotion that's a rival to WWE today, and I don't know, call it EEW. Ew. For some reason, I don't know. Eric's Eccentric Wrestling. There you go. Cause Bischoff bought WCW and called it Eric's Eccentric Wrestling. I knew I'd think of something. But just for shits and giggles, let's just say AJ Styles has the WWE title and decides he doesn't want to drop it to Kevin Owens because those two have been butting heads backstage and they started out as good friends, but wound up not liking each other by the end of the whole thing. And AJ is, you know, like air quotes, defecting to EEW. And it's happening now. It never happened in 1997. How are people going to react today with social media happening the way that it does? The death of kayfabe for, you know, all intents and purposes. And you've got the WWE Network. What's the difference in reaction today as opposed to 20 years ago?
It's Obama's fault.
Everybody blaming Obama? Well, no, you know what? I think that 49% would blame Obama and 51% would blame the Republicans.
I'm just going with the modern Twitter thing of like, that's the immediate response.
Well, you saw what it did there, right?
Yes, I saw.
Not bad for Canadian. Go ahead.
The thing is, today wrestling fans are so well informed and so connected and so jaded, frankly. I don't think anyone would even ever believe that this was a real situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's always going to be someone who goes, no, that's staged. You know, like, oh, so they sent one of their biggest stars to WCW as a work.
Well, people today think that about Montreal,
which is ridiculous. But these days, I would almost see that as being not the conspiracy theory, but the far more accepted belief, just because, you know, you're just kind of hardwired to believe everything in wrestling's fake at the end of the day. Everything's pre-staged and planned. This happened and This is a setup for something. You know, I think wrestling fans these days have such a level of being informed that it's easy to find out what really happened. I don't think they believe it.
No. I mean, there have been people who have done everything they can to dissect this, you know, 1997 for the last 20 years as of tonight, right? Mm-hmm. And again, you still have two schools of thought. But today, basically, would you figure that one school of thought, like it was real, would not even be considered anymore? You always have conspiracy theorists and conspiracy nuts running around.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the chances that in today's society, in today's world, that the non-conspiracy theorists would not even exist?
God, it's hard to say.
Kind of curious, huh? Don't you think? What do you think, Mike?
Kinda.
It's kind of stumped me there.
That is a poser. Absolutely. It's hard to say. I'm sure that Twitter and Facebook would just blow up with, oh, look what Vince is trying to screw over EEW at Omega. What do you think at Omega on Twitter? Oh, by the way, that's not his handle on Twitter. He'll tell you what that is.
Yeah, not quite.
So everybody's looking for at Omega. Hey, how come that's not him?
Funny enough, pretty sure someone got that ahead of me.
Yeah, there you go. Just like Facebook screwed you over too.
Oh yeah, that. I don't give a shit about who got Omega on Twitter first, because I'm not Omega on Twitter.
There you go. Yeah, but you're Omega or TJ Reviews on Facebook. Hey, shit, I remembered.
you just made me curious and check. At Omega has not posted in a year and a half.
Oh shit, maybe you should contact Twitter, see if you can appropriate the name.
Look, I don't know if you know, but I've gone by Omega on certain wrestling platforms for quite a while now.
Yes, you have. But yeah, so I don't know. I would love to see this whole 1997 Survivor Series never talked about ever again after tonight. Ever, anywhere.
Good luck with that.
I know. You're going to get idiots posting and trolling all over the internet in the comments section. Never mind forums.
So we have to cancel all of the National Montreal Screwjob Day celebrations?
That would be so tragic, especially in Montreal where it's a national holiday. It's a national day of mourning, the day after Remembrance Day up here. You guys have Veterans Day. We've got Remembrance Day. In Canada, we say lest we forget, and it's all, you know, you remember the veterans, and your military and stuff like that. Very similar to your Veterans Day, but at 11:11 a.m. on the 11th month, on the 11th day, we observe a moment of silence for those who fought and paid the ultimate sacrifice. Just so we could come here every Sunday night and bitch about professional wrestling, uncensored and stuff.
That got way heavier than I expected it to.
That whole thing just kind of sort of like it started running into like a streak of molasses, didn't it?
Just a little bit.
Just slowed it right down. So anyway, not that I was making a joke, but it's the second biggest Remembrance Day in Montreal. Second biggest day of mourning in Montreal. There you go. Survivor Series. So speaking about surviving, looks like Superstar Paige is getting set to return on Monday Night Raw. What the hell? Why?
When did that get leaked out?
This past week. Where were you?
Man, I was looking at it.
Okay, there you go. And yeah, team chat doing dishes at home. Canada Thanksgiving was back the first Sunday in October. So, well, this year it was the second Sunday in October. You missed it. And of course, we're talking to Matt, who's in the chat room. Apparently, he's listening to us while he's doing dishes.
Don't drop anything.
A little bit too late.
Really bad. Don't drop it.
Oh. Okay, now he's apologizing. You're sounding more Canadian every week, Matt. You might want to get that checked out. Yeah, how can you tell if somebody's Canadian? Step on their foot. If they apologize, yeah, they're probably from north of the 49th. Back to talking about Paige. Yeah, is Monday Night Raw the place for her to actually show up?
Yeah, because it's the safest one.
The safest one. You going to expand on that, Michael?
I don't think she wants to go to SmackDown after everything she's been through.
Well, frankly, probably a good idea to keep her on a different show than Xavier right now. I will say, I feel like the women's division on SmackDown is a better fit for her.
Yeah.
Because the Raw women's division is going to be very Asuka heavy for a while.
Exceedingly. Exceedingly, exceedingly. But do you think that, you're going to hate me for this, but do you think that putting Paige on Raw instead of SmackDown is a bit of a screw job too? Or I can make the bad joke. It's avoiding a screw job. But I won't say that.
I mean, she's had it. I mean, she's been screwed, and she's done a couple of jobs.
Screwed, blued, and tattooed. Hey, wait a minute. Where's that phrase from?
To be fair, I feel like the women's division on SmackDown is a better fit, but there's more weaknesses in the Raw roster right now. Because you still have, like, you know, you just lost. You know, that's what I say. Like, I think she'd be on SmackDown still if Emma hadn't quit
or
gotten fired or released, whatever. You know. Whichever it turned out.
Maybe that's the reason why Emma got released. Because Paige is coming back?
I seriously doubt that.
It would work great for the screw job conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work for a healthy women's division.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucked. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, like I could spot a few I'd rather get rid of if it's just a budgetary thing to get Paige back on Raw. Sorry, Dana.
Yeah, no, I do not think that Emma was let go just to make room for Paige, just to make that clear. But I think that you guys are right. Paige is being put on Raw because Emma was let go and not because Xavier is on SmackDown so much.
That's so much.
That might be a minor issue. I don't know.
Well, WWE does try to avoid having people in a relationship on the same brand. I guess it's, you know, workplace distractions and whatnot.
Now, you say people in a relationship. Don't really know that that's a relationship. I mean, she's just basically ending a relationship with El Patron.
Well, okay.
That's not a relationship. That's exercise.
Prior relations of various types and...
Prior relations of the intimate variety. There, that's all you got to
say.
Yeah, I stole that one from Scrubs. I did. I admit it. I'm a huge fan of Scrubs, and I'm very upset that season 9 even existed.
We don't talk about season 9.
No, it's like cyber. It's like Taboo Tuesday.
Jesus Christ!
I just about said Cyber Tuesday.
That reference. Oh my!
What was that? A reach? Oh my God! That's going back to what, 2005?
Yes. Oh my. Long way back.
I'll tell you how long ago it was. There are people listening now who have no idea what we're talking
Not
about.
Not a fucking clue.
It's become an inside joke. Oh, well, what can you do?
Yeah. 316, bitches.
There you go. Ooh, hey, that's even older.
It's C23.
Yeah. So we're all...
Mix my references there.
There you go, C23. So we're all pretty much... in agreement that the reason Paige is going to Raw is because of Emma.
Or lack thereof.
Well, by implication, that's what I meant. Because of Emma not being there anymore. There, right. Phrase it that way then. But, yeah, it's kind of too bad because I personally think that SmackDown is a place she needs to go to. First off, she's got Natty and Charlotte on SmackDown. And if nothing else, Natalya would help keep her in line, I think. Plus, she had good matches with Natalya. Of course, it's hard not to have a good match with Natalya. She's just one of those workers.
She could also benefit from being a veteran on the women's roster that is on Raw that is primarily made up of NXT talent right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, granted, she's past NXT talent as well, but she's been around, you know, quite a bit longer than the others.
Emma notwithstanding, she is actually the first major deal call-up from NXT. I mean, if you look at it linearly, right?
Right.
Emma, again, Emma notwithstanding. And yeah, sure, you know, Emma walking around, you know, on the reason for the day, for the women's revolution or, you know, whatever. I can't really talk in her language, but you get the idea.
Her language.
Thank you for laughing at that. I appreciate it. It wasn't that funny, but it worked. But yeah, you know, you get what I'm saying. Pretty much Paige was the advent. The advance guard, if you will, at least in my opinion. Would you agree?
Paige was the first one to came up you had to take seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot as hell, you know, that pale-skinned goth chick type way.
And she'll kick your ass if you don't say that.
Yeah, that said, she's also a machine in the ring. And she was really the first call-up that broke through what the diva was.
Basically destroyed the stereotype and showed that, hey, chicks can fight too. And I don't mean chick fights.
Yep.
Yeah, remember Trish Stratus and Lita? Yeah, we still make them.
Yep. Could you imagine Trish and Lita as, air quotes, divas? Even though they were called divas for a while?
No. Trish early on, yes. Trish as a performer, no. Because she busted her ass to become as good as she is.
Well, who did she train with while she was being a valet?
Was that the Fit Finlay era?
I think so. Yeah.
Jeez, I can't exactly remember who was training in the Attitude Era because he was still WCW for a long time. I gotta look at this now.
I'll wait.
Please don't fail me, Google. Who trained Trish Stratus? See, yeah, Fit Finlay.
Yep. Now, is there anybody more fitting to train Trish than Fit Finlay was? Really? Oh,
well, no. Fit was like the guy when it came to the women's division. You know, he trained a lot of them into who they became.
Yeah. And the guy, you know, let's face it, it's Fit Finlay. He knows his shit. He knows how to pass on his knowledge.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So. But I think we're all grateful for Trish for at least three reasons. One of them would be her wrestling ability. And I'm not going to make a joke. I'm going to let you guys make your own.
Face the at Flames Forums.
Don't forget, also, it's plural. Yeah, at Flames Forums on Twitter. Hit me up!
But we also appreciate her. We appreciate her wrestling ability. We appreciate her mic skills, and we appreciate her dedication.
You have really bombed at making a joke.
I wasn't trying.
I didn't think so. You were like avoiding. I know. I get it. Meanwhile, Team Chat doing dishes at home. He's making his own jokes, but he's keeping them to himself because
don't drop anything.
Wifey's at home, watching him do dishes. Don't forget to rinse the sink. That's gotta be complaint number one, not rinsing the sink.
Is that really complaint number one?
Well, have you ever been married or cohabitated with a female that you were having relations of the intimate variety with?
Generally it was plates that came up first.
Okay.
Rinsing plates was a bigger deal than rinsing sink.
Okay, well, the sink has to be, because, like, if you don't rinse the dishes, then you're a dumbass. But if you don't rinse the sink, then, you know, mildew and it, you know, stinks. It smells like dirty dishwater. You don't want that.
Pro wrestling.
There you go. Back to it. Yeah. What's Paige's fit at Survivor Series now? Is there one?
Glock.
I did not mean to set that up as a potential joke, so just, like, muscle through it.
Another bad turn of phrase.
Power through it.
Fuck.
Not again.
No. It'd be a good, God, it would be a good heroic kind of return to be in that 5-on-5 women's match. It would be a, it would be a good spot to put her in, especially on the women's team on Raw, which is kind of a joke because we have Alicia Fox as the captain and we're not going to have Bayley on the team apparently. So, cause the writers don't know shit.
Writers are pretty dumb, but there is a three-way schedule. Is there not? Is there any way of turning that into a four-way and putting her in there?
Stop it. Stop it.
I wasn't, honestly, I did not even mean for it to go in that direction. Your mind's in the gutter tonight, dude. You're like playing the part of me tonight.
I'm trying not to make her the new Lita.
I was just about to say, let me change your focus, Lita.
Too late!
Yeah, no, you missed that too, Mike. Oh, I think I just I'm causing Omega to bite his tongue off. Is your mouth full of blood yet? He's not letting you even go there. Holy cow.
I wouldn't want to touch that either. Sorry. Okay. Excuse me.
My shtick. I expect her to be added and make it a fatal four-way for the last spot.
Yeah, oh, boy. Your voice just really quivered when you said fatal four-way. Did you hear yourself?
I did. I put the fatal in there.
Fatal four-way.
I called it.
It was almost like you're going through puberty again.
Wow.
She's getting added to the three-way dance. It's so hard to come up. What are the other terms?
There aren't any.
Quadruple threat.
Sorry about it. There you go. The quadruple threat. I think that you found a way to get around it. I think you motored through right through it. I'm doing my damnedest to come up with things to say that won't set you up. You know how hard that is for me? Oh my God. But anyway, yeah, okay. There's that. Are you looking forward to Paige returning?
You know what? I am.
Yeah, did you miss her?
I kind of did. She was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Her and AJ put on some of my favorite matches that they had before they ditched the Divas term.
Mm-hmm. Truth be told. Mike, what about you? Are you looking forward to her coming back? Wait a minute. Let me rephrase. Are you looking forward to Paige returning? You know,
yeah,
how
sure,
I didn't
why
say,
not? What yeah. the hell?
I tried. I have the entire segment tried not to say Paige coming back.
Sure. What the hell? Why not?
And I just ruined it by saying it. What's the crowd gonna be like when she shows back up in the ring, Omega?
Oh, sorry.
That's the if factor. I believe they're going to be...
We want Lita.
They're going to be excited.
Well, at least half of them will be.
Well, mathematically, 10% of the women as well.
Mathematically. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, no.
Alluding to the Seinfeld episode. Mike, you had a chuckle about this question.
Where are they going to be at tomorrow?
I don't know. They'll be in a city that is airing Raw. How about that? To the Google machine.
Google.
Somebody.
Do you have anything? Google.
Somebody.
Where the motherfuckers going tomorrow?
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Monday Night Raw. Where are them bitches going to be at? Give me a second.
Yeah, occurs to me, and I don't know how to look this up.
www.com.
Monday Night Raw, November 13th, 2017, emanating live from
Atlanta.
Hotlanta, Georgia.
AKA the hometown of Xavier Woods. You screwed Woods. You screwed Woods.
And that would be a whole new meaning to that chant.
Oh, God.
We have photos.
I can see it now. Instead of WWE merchandise, get your page leaked photos right here.
We want selfies.
WWE branded Kleenex.
Ooh.
Stop.
There are times I wish WWE never had an Attitude Era because now my mind officially just entered the gutter.
Just now?
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid it the whole time with this whole thing with Paige, but that one, like when Test was still, well, first off, alive, and secondly, wrestling for WWF, on screen, was he not dating Trish Stratus?
Who?
Cut the music for a quick second. Who was Test dating in a storyline on Raw? Was that Trish or was that...
It was Stephanie.
It was Stephanie.
Yeah, okay. Who went through his gym bag? Was it Trish or was it Stephanie?
Don't remember.
Trish.
It was Trish. She pulled out a Playboy magazine and then she pulled out this big ass bottle of Jergens lotion. And the look on her face was just priceless.
You go to commercial.
Racked of disgust. Now you can play the outro music. Go everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Just a reminder, we've got WTR Pick'em coming up because next week's Survivor Series. And we're going to give you a chance to see if you can win some bragging rights and get all of your match picks correct. That said, we'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, believe it tonight, I do happen to have a bit of a show plan for you. I know, you're like, what? I know, it's a bit surprising, I know, and, you know, sometimes you just gotta bear with me, though. I got what you need.
Celebrating 10 years of CB Radio.
I challenge the people who are listening, because we are trying to be the number one file talk radio show on the air. You have to get your grandmother, great aunt, your second cousin, your cousin who thinks that he's your second aunt, to listen to the show. And you need to get him on the air and disfigure him from the world or something. But you need to get him on the show and listen, because goddammit, I'll eat your babies.
Join us for the 10-year celebration of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio. December 2nd. Midnight-ish Eastern, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time.
I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins,
this is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change. But it was just a dream.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up very shortly, we'll be talking about Survivor Series and playing Pick'em. And we want you to play along with us. All you got to do is, when we bring up the matches and talk about them, basically tell us who you think's going to win the match. It's that simple. You could email your picks to media@wildtalkradio.com, but you should post them to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Is that correct, Rock? We're going to just assume that that's correct, because apparently he's not around to back me up on that one. But while we're at it, I'm just going to do a quick little plug here.
Pez is a toy.com.
Yeah, Pez is not a toy.com. .ca, .co, .uk. Shut up. I just doing a quick little plug here. Just want you to know, you guys have heard me talk about IPTV, internet television for $15 a month. Get in touch with me. Find out all about it. Doesn't matter if you live in the States or if you live in Canada. It's going to work for you. You're going to get, like, seriously, like, there are 5,000 channels available. You also get included the WWE Network, movies on demand, TV series, current and concluded on demand. Your favorite channels, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS. You get Canadian channels if you want to watch those, which show American programming. Don't ask. HBO, AMC, oh my God, just a whole plethora of channels. And the box itself is $150, and then you pay $90 for 6 months service. That works out to $15 a month. Renewal, 6 months, $90. One full year is only $180. Again, still works out $15 a month. It's absolutely incredible. Right now, streaming on my TV, I say streaming, but playing on my TV is Birth of the Dragon. And it's a semi-fictionalized account of how Bruce Lee wound up being, you know, Bruce Lee in the movies leading up to Enter the Dragon. Highly recommended, and it's playing right now on demand. Get this damn thing. I just received a shipment in stock. I've got three left. It's that popular. So get in touch with me again. Find out how to get one. Get one, and you'll be glad you did. I'm still blown away. I've had mine since the middle of July. And there you go. There's my little plug. I know two people who should probably get one of these things so they can actually keep up on what's going on, because they got sent home. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
And?
They were sent home from the European tour. There was apparently some sort of miscommunication during SmackDown Live. Not 100% sure of all the details, but apparently they went off script in the middle of a match or something like that. Is that correct, Rock?
Supposedly they were supposed to try and get back into the ring and let the New Day fend them off a few more times before retreating, so New Day looked nice and strong for, you know, impending match with the Shield that hasn't been confirmed yet.
But will be tomorrow night, probably.
Most likely. And instead, they just hightailed it.
And said, oops, just goofing around a little bit. So they got in trouble and they got sent home from the European tour. That's their punishment. Is it going to bugger them up from here? Are they going to be affected negatively? What do you think?
It's rough to say. Like, they've gotten so much screen time, it'd be awkward to drop them right now, because they're getting great reactions too.
Well, especially when you consider that Vince McMahon actually, he did the job for Kevin Owens like last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sammy played a big, huge, you know, element in Shane's loss at Hell in a Cell. Yeah.
Yeah, and Vince doesn't do that type of thing unless he's ready for you to actually, you know, like get launched to the moon. That said, we have seen wrestlers previously been given that type of rub from Vince, who have subsequently gotten into trouble with Vince for doing something they shouldn't have. The Rock, Triple H, The Click, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You can name several wrestlers who didn't lose their status after getting punished for doing something or not doing something.
Yeah, and it's up to Vince to decide whether or not, you know, Kevin Owens is a big enough deal. It's like, because at this point, Sammy's kind of tagging along for the ride.
Yeah,
he's doing great. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving heel Sammy.
Well, is Sammy getting the rub? Being the heel,
well,
Kevin,
he hasn't gotten any attention on SmackDown in a while. Now he's palling around with, you know, one of SmackDown's top heels, who's been really, really entertaining to watch lately.
Now, how long? Just out of curiosity, as a side note, how long do you figure that this partnership is going to last before they turn it into yet another Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn?
Gosh, realistically, it should be a while. It just started. It's really, really good. You see how long they did that with Jericho?
Yep.
And that, you know, and the difference here is Sammy and Kevin really are best friends
in real life. So are you hoping that they hold up past WrestleMania and maybe go as long as SummerSlam?
I don't know. Ask Mike one of these questions.
Well, that's an open question for anybody to answer. So jump in, Mike.
Okay, gave it a shot.
Well, okay, then, seeing as he's mad at me for not talking to him as much as I talk to you, go ahead.
I would hope that, well, right now, it's, well, yeah, like past WrestleMania is a good mark for this. Yeah, I could see them in some high-profile tag match if you've got a high-profile tag team at the time. They're a little bit thin right now.
Yeah. Well, keep them together for a little while, I think. I mean, definitely through WrestleMania. I mean, what's the next big pay-per-view between WrestleMania and SummerSlam?
The Royal Rumble.
Between WrestleMania and SummerSlam?
Oh, I'm thinking it's between now and Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Okay, between WrestleMania and SummerSlam. I'm not actually sure. Because we also know, like, supposedly they're going to go down in pay-per-views next year.
Supposedly.
So who actually knows, what pay-per-views are even going to be there to be big in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's be honest, these days, like, WWE, like, Fastlane was a big deal because Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know, so, no, they could decide any of them are going to be big.
So, well, I guess we'll wind up having to wait and see, but I hope that it goes for a while. So now that Mike's back, we could ask him, but I forget what the question was. Because we asked you a question, Mike, because you were very, very deadly quiet, not saying anything, and then you came back.
And you don't remember the question.
Well, we've been talking Sammy and Kevin getting sent home early from the tour as punishment, and what that may do in the long run.
I mean, well, it kind of puts them in a bad place. In wrestling, it's not like a slap on the wrist. No. It's you get sent home, you may not be able to do Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. Or whatever big story we had, failure to comply, sorry, man, definitely not. Or the big question, is it a work?
Oh, geez. See, that thought actually crossed my mind for a little bit because they are supposedly the outcasts on SmackDown right now, and to go ahead and punish them and send them home early would kind of fit storyline, but we actually have a reason for why they got sent home, which doesn't really fit into what would be a storyline punishment.
Well, look, I try to make sense out of it, so I guess not then.
It's WWE, that's your problem.
It's WWE. Yeah, may they burn in hell, but give us what we want.
Tell us about the revival, Mike.
Fuck the revival.
That's what I was looking for.
Fuck the revival.
There you go. Hey, you guys feel like saying congratulations to AJ Styles?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. I figured you guys would be grateful. Yeah, in case you missed it, AJ Styles defeated Jinder Mahal and became the WWE champion on SmackDown Live back on, it was a Tuesday. And,
Totally not. Okay, sorry, continue.
I was just going to say it's the first WWE championship title change that happened outside of North America. Give me your reaction to the title change, Mike. I mean, aside from the fact you're happy it happened.
I mean, I still got it either way. It was unexpected because I was like, okay, looks on my phone. Breaking news, Jinder Mahal versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. Okay. And make it so bad, AJ Styles won legit. We're like, oh, okay. You know, the boys decided to come and help Jinder. AJ was like, not very effective. And, got those two out of there. Jinder tried to go for the Coloss, and AJ was like, nope, not today. Phenomenal forearm. 1, 2, 3. Oh, AJ Styles is WWE champion. Bork Laser versus AJ Styles. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, that's next week.
Yeah, we've only mentioned it all night long.
Oh, fuck, I'm losing points that Sunday.
Ha-ha. I don't know what the hell happened, but yeah, just a really quick update on WTR Fantasy. I have overtaken the lead. Points. I don't know where the hell they've come from, but...
By 2 freaking points.
I'm still in the lead, bitch.
God, the lead was nice for so long.
Poor Omega.
Yo, everybody was changing titles.
I will be back. Didn't you lose like 10 points this week or something?
Fucking nice. Shield.
Shield.
The shuck and field, that's what killed you.
I blame the mumps.
Blame the mumps.
Speaking of that, well, you ain't got to worry about that because he'll be back tomorrow.
Mel Gibson blames the Jews. What? Where'd that come from? Never mind.
I got a
at Flames Forums.
I'm pulling for a new day loss in a week.
Welcome to the Tim Stein non sequitur of the week. That's a new segment. New day.
No, new day loss.
Yeah, new day loss.
No. Oh, fuck.
We have shield shirts to sell.
Who wants New Day to win?
I mean, the black guy, but you know.
Hey, now don't bring race into it because I don't see shit like that. I'm Canadian.
So,
just saying.
Well, I want to see a good match, but I do want to see the New Day pick this up.
It'd be interesting if New Day actually got the drop on the Shield with a returning Roman Reigns, don't you think, Omega?
Be foolish.
I'm sorry to do that to you, only because you've got the Shield for points.
No. just as a means of, you know, the whole Shield reunion and marketing it in the first place.
Would be, yeah, pretty tragically stupid, but is Roman going to be back in time?
Seems Let's to be. Hope. He's supposed to be back tomorrow night.
Yep. So. It sucked for TLC. I mean, what was it? Extreme? No, it was TLC. The Shield featuring Uncle Kurt.
And then in various house shows with Triple H.
Yeah, no, New Day is not going to beat The Shield. I'm sorry, that won't happen. Yeah.
But
shut up.
Back to the point, like, can we have, like, more of these last-minute decisions that give us dream matches?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool of you guys at WWE.
JoJo has to have the mumps again.
Spread it around.
She did.
Give it to Paige. It'll go everywhere. Shit.
Oh, damn. You went there.
Well, Xavier Woods went there, too, and he seems fine.
Yeah, wait a minute. Xavier Woods didn't get the mumps. Oh, he wasn't with JoJo.
he wasn't in that Daisy Jane, wherever that happened.
Mrs. Mojo Rising.
No, this general, like a sudden title change on, like this on SmackDown, because they said, like, it was like, what? The last time was when Brock was in his first run with the WWE that happened on SmackDown?
Well, here's the whole premise of Raw when they first created the program. Anything can happen. And I know, this was a SmackDown event, but still, it's nice when something unexpected like that does happen on, air quotes, free TV, as opposed to their special event on the WWE network, only $9.95, 30 days free.
Oh yeah, it's
when you sign up 6 months.
Like, it's fantastic when something like this happens. At the same time, I do have to wonder, to do it like this, especially in a situation where, in a very rare situation, where there would be spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SmackDown's live now, so we don't have those reports, unless we're in the UK, in which case they were. So, rather to do it this way, rather than as a surprise, is really intriguing to me. Like, it genuinely makes me wonder, how well are the Survivor Series tickets selling, and how well is the India Tour selling?
The India Tour might be selling well enough that they felt they were able to pull this off, but why would they take the title off Jinder and give it to AJ when it's going to be champion versus champion at Survivor Series?
Star power for your headline match.
Versus nobody wants to see this goddamn pay-per-view because it's Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar. It ain't going to sell shit. Will you please listen to me just this once and change this matchup? Thanks, boss. At least that's the feeling that I get. Somebody said something and, they were finally listened to and they're like, yeah, maybe you're right. We better make this, worth people buying the network.
Well, when it's your dime a dozen SmackDown pay-per-view, you can run a risk like Jinder Mahal. But when you come up with an idea of we're going to have champion versus champion cross-branded matches, so all of these should have a huge feel to them because they're all champions. And then you look down the card and it's like, oh, okay, we have Jinder and Brock Lesnar. No, not even remotely close. Like, for a high-profile match, for your two top champions to go against each other, that just by nature does not sound like a match. It doesn't. It sounds like one of those house show matches that Brock would get fed just so he can suplex somebody for 6 minutes and get a quick win.
Because it's gender.
It's gender.
And, you know, we've been, you know, like I was all happy that, Jinder Mahal got the title. He's my friend. Again, you know, go back to the archives and listen to it and, hear how different my reaction was compared to everybody else on the webcast. But, at the same time, they didn't build him up before they gave him the title. And I never argued that. They never gave him convincing victories against his opponents, and I never argued that. They never made him look like a credible threat, and I never argued that either. AJ Styles is smaller, but you put him in a ring with Brock Lesnar as opposed to Jinder Mahal and Brock Lesnar, and I'm thinking, you know what? That's going to be believable enough. Yes, I get it, people. Professional wrestling is scripted and it's staged, and we all know that by now. You don't need to point this out to us. You know, we're wrestling fans. That doesn't make us automatically stupid.
Can I point something out to you?
No, I don't know. I'm scared now.
It's not about Pez being a toy. But
good, because Pez isn't a toy. The dispenser isn't a toy. Anyway, go ahead, point it out.
If WWE was thinking actually long-term in this, would it have made more sense for AJ to beat Finn last month?
Well, we know that's not long-term. We know that was a last-minute decision.
I know, but it's...
And we know that was the second option they ran. They wanted Jericho.
Yeah. But it's one of those things like, oh, long-term booking. AJ going over. He's on a roll heading into his program with Jinder. Gets the belt.
Well, here's the thing. You know, how set up was this before it happened?
This was a last minute change.
hindsight is 2020, son.
Yeah. Cause originally, after SmackDown 2 weeks ago at this point, when they set up this coming SmackDown, this past SmackDown, it was supposed to be AJ versus Rusev for a spot on the Survivor Series team. That Saturday, everything got changed to AJ and Jinder, or Friday, well, maybe a Friday, whatever it was. It got changed, and then, you know, we go from there. Long-term booking is not their thing, except for one match.
Well,
Brock Lesnar, you know, Roman Reigns.
Sometimes, hot-shotting something is not a bad thing. And again, at this point in time, can we please just move away from, oh, well, they should have had him beat this guy to make him look strong going into the next match coming up? Because that is so 1970s thinking. Really, seriously, it is. I mean, you'll look at professional boxing, except for the fact that some of it's rigged. Look at the UFC. Some guy gets his ass handed to him 1 month. The next month, he wins the title.
Some of that's rigged.
Shut up.
But you say that, but then you're also the same ones who complain about Bray Wyatt losing on pay-per-view all the time.
Well, that's because they haven't built Bray properly, and it's not just on pay-per-view. It's from the outset. He wants to be the new face of fear. Make him fucking scary, not a jobber.
But you're just one who said, don't worry about what happened the month before.
That's a totally different thing, and you're just trying to make a debate.
Matches count, Road Dog.
Oh, you didn't know?
There's a difference between taking a loss here and there, especially to a credible opponent, and losing all the fucking time.
Being labeled the new face of fear and not having anything happen.
Yeah, having jack shit to do. Like, you are not scary. You are a fat man in a, you know, in a leather apron.
What?
Sorry, Lindsay. He's not scary. Supposed to be scary and super intimidating. And I just watched him. I had to watch him be possessed by a ghost and turn into, like, what? We got ghost-possessed transgender Bray Wyatt?
That did not happen. It's not a thing, remember? It's just, he disappeared. He had the month.
He developed the month, so he didn't have to do that.
Still did it.
Are you sure?
He was on the big screen with a little cloth on his head.
Could have been Bo. You never know.
Could have been Bo. It's not that fat.
He disappeared. Hey, they make fat suits. Anything is possible. Just saying.
No, like, there's no shame in a loss to someone like Finn Balor.
And you had two world-class wrestlers going head-to-head. Nobody loses in that situation. Everyone, you look better for having taken a challenge like that and having such a good match with them. You know, there's no momentum loss there when you're AJ fucking Styles and you have been properly established as a truly gifted performer in the ring.
Yeah, but it would have helped since he lost to Baron Corbin clean and then he lost to Finn Balor clean. That was two big losses in a row.
And besides, you're not supposed to be losing to the Demon on a regular basis anyway.
Well, he didn't need to be the Demon. Just saying.
What, did he come out as the Demon?
He didn't need to.
Did he come out as the Demon?
Oh, we all knew once he was the
Demon. Okay, did he come out as a Demon? Yes or no?
He did.
Don't. Yeah, okay, quit pretending you're a politician. Just answer the fucking question.
I'm just saying, he didn't need to come out as the Demon.
Whether he needed to or not, he came out as the Demon. How often does the Demon lose? Practically fucking never.
Unless it's Samoa Joe.
Yeah, one time in NXT.
Unless it's Samoa and it's NXT.
Not that the announcers remember that. That didn't happen.
Nobody remembers that. What are you talking about?
That's a different territory. Other things that happen in a different territory don't matter.
Unless you're Asuka.
Unless you're Asuka. Even then, but they don't recognize that it was Emma versus Asuka in the original program back then.
500-day win streak.
No one remembers.
Retired undefeated.
Yep. New territory. Now she's dancing and happy and excited.
Yeehaw, mofo.
So is it time to talk about the Triple H movement?
No. It never time about talking about the Triple H movement. But we can bring up the fact that Triple H has asked the people if they want him to come out and face Jinder Mahal.
Jinder has come out and accepted the challenge, by the way.
And now it's up to the people to tell Triple H that they want the match. Now, how many people are going to say, no, Triple H, stay retired?
1.3 billion people will say, yes, Triple H, come and destroy Jinder Mahal.
1.3 billion?
So many people are in India.
Yeah, but what makes you think that they're all against Jinder Mahal?
They haven't supported him in his title reign, so, you know.
There you go. I mean, he'll come with a great collie at ringside. And then The Undertaker will show up out of nowhere and do a Punjabi prison thing.
He'll be carrying his subway and everything.
Gong. So, yeah, there it is. Do you want to see Triple H fight Jinder Mahal?
Don't know.
Can Triple H get a good match out of Jinder Mahal?
Yes, because it's a house show match, so you don't have to perform in front of TV. You can do all the underhanded tricks you want.
There you go. Here's the thing. I've never considered Triple H somebody who's good at carrying his opponent.
I am going to be so, so happy and laugh at Rock so much if Triple H jobs to Jinder because it's India.
Oh, he's totally jobbing.
Shit, we're gonna if that happens, we are recording the final call of the match after the bell rings and playing it repeatedly.
Like you're going to see, it's happening in India.
Well, what do we do to piss off the India fans? Oh, have Jinder Mahal win. But he's Indian. They don't like him.
No, and Jinder's probably going to go over. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Triple H will play the heel. Jinder will go over. And they'll send the crowd home happy.
Jinder could desecrate a cow in the middle of the ring, and he would still be cheered.
A cow might be pushing it. Taxi cabs will stop, turn off the engine, and sit there if the cow is in the middle of the road. Come on now. And if you don't believe me, listen to Russell Peters, one of the greatest comedians of our time.
Are there any comedians left in our time?
Yeah, who's not been caught in a sex scandal.
That's something I just wanted to touch on really, really quickly, by the way.
Enough touching in those stories already.
Bad choice of words. But here it is. There are people being accused of sexual misconduct, and there are people who have admitted to it. And there are other people who are saying, no, that never happened. Anybody coming out after the fact now with very little proof and not other people saying anything for backup, please take it with a grain of salt. Okay. We're at the point right now where people are going to be coming out of the woodwork accusing other people for whatever type of gain they can get from it, their own 15 minutes of fame. Almost all of the original up to this point have been authentic and real. But, like, just the other day, George Takei, Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, was accused of groping some guy in his apartment after getting him drunk. And if you follow the life of George Takei, you're going to find that to be a reach. And that, you know, if there's hard proof on this one and corroborating stories and corroborating evidence, then I will believe it. But right now I'm taking that one with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that one I admit I am not – I do not believe right now because he's been so everything he's ever fought for his whole life goes so against that.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to get into details on anything, but I happen to know for a fact that certain people have been falsely accused not once but twice for personal gain and they're carrying with them you know, that stigma for the rest of their lives. They've been accused, therefore they're guilty. You know, one perfect example is a hockey player named Patrick Kane for the Chicago Blackhawks. He was accused of rape, and the girl that accused him and her mother were both caught manufacturing evidence, getting their stories mixed up, and they were actually caught in outright lies. It was proven that all they were trying to do was get money from a hockey player who happened to be making a lot.
So,
and he, for the rest of his life, have, you know, and I see it all the time. People calling him, a rapist and all this other stuff on Twitter. And it was proven that this never happened, but he's still carrying that stigma. So please, everybody, be careful.
Because let's be real, we don't want to be left with Carrot Top and Robert Goulet.
No.
Yeah, I'm dangerously close to entering the top 100 comedians in the country at this point.
And all he has is Lita jokes. So
Lita jokes in a video game show YouTube doesn't like.
Hold on a second. Omega, I'm going back to phrasing. You just said entering the top 100 comedians of all time. Don't do that because you might get accused of assault too.
Hey, so if you're in the top 120, top 100 right now? Would you say 128? Would you say you're in the top 128 comedians?
Oh, fuck off. No, fuck off, fuck off.
Currently listed on the schedule for this coming Saturday as comedians, so do I have to put that you on
the CB Radio Challenge?
The Greater Than Great Debate.
Yeah.
Should I pencil you in right there now?
On the Everything comedian? We talk about gets tied into some program on the show, kids.
Hashtag CB Radio 10, December 2nd. Tune in.
Woo! There you go. So, like, back to a regularly scheduled programming. It's time to talk about Survivor Series. Really quickly, Mike, do you have a Survivor Series favorite memory?
Winner take all. 2001. The WWF versus the Alliance.
Okay. That's where Steve Austin turned twice. Played a double agent.
No,
Kurt Angle was the double agent.
Oh, that was Kurt Angle, sorry. Yeah, I don't know, Steve, Kurt.
What Tim was talking about was the invasion where Steve turned in that tag match back in that July.
Yeah.
Continue.
And it was because it was a lot of build-up. And when you put Classy Freddy involving a storyline. I'm sorry, when you put a legend of his caliber in there, that's something we talk about.
Yeah, that we'll talk about. We won't talk about the other thing.
But also the Survivor Series match, it was amazing, you know, from start to finish. And back then, when we didn't have on-the-spot internet, we were stuck with America Online. And
some people still have an AOL account.
Don't
I'm
laugh.
Laughing. I'm laughing because Rock's listening.
Hey, don't knock it. It still works.
And it AIM, still works.
AIM still works till December 15th. I'll be sad when that dies. Anyway.
But
maybe it'll join 2017 and get a Gmail account.
Oh, God.
I have like 10. Anyway.
AIM@gmail.com.
But it was just a good story build up. The match itself was amazing, considering the fact that, you know, back then you didn't have that fast internet for spoilers and whatnot. So it's like, oh shit.
what happens if this really happens. Like, pretty much what you knew, everybody knew, is what was written right there, what was presented right there. So that was my favorite.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when people would tie up their telephone lines long enough to download emails and then disconnect just so they could read them?
Yep. Yep.
The dark that was ages.
Like dark ages. That was like 16 years ago. That was still going on. Hell, I had still used dial-up internet in 2003, but only as a backup. I had DSL by then and realized I needed dial-up just as a backup because I had DSL.
You've got mail.
Dedicated subscriber line my ass. Anyway, welcome. And heaven forbid if somebody sent you a picture through the email, you couldn't take a phone call for 3 goddamn hours while it downloads. Yes,
oh,
file's done.
God, a fucking animated birthday card. Fuck you, Grandma.
Jesus, Grandma, I didn't want to talk to my girlfriend this week at all. Thanks.
You've got pictures.
Shit. Anyway,
goodbye.
Thank you for that. Omega, what about your favorite Survivor Series memories?
Winner take all Team Cena versus Authority.
Okay.
So, number one, we have what should have been the rise of Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm. What should have been.
Yeah. Where it is a rare level of tenacity that he definitely does not show now, where he outwits or outlasts eventually 4 members of the Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Which should be a pretty fucking huge accolade.
However,
and then after all the bullshit with that, with Big Show turning, Cena going out early, then surviving against Authority with Rusev, Kane, and jeez, it's been a while since that. The Authority, you had Triple H getting involved. You had I want to say that was still in the J&J security days. It's been a while, but all the bullshit. And it all leads up to the last holdout of the Attitude Era, stepping into the arena for the first time, Sting coming out on a WWE program. The one last thing I didn't think would happen in the business. Like, at that point, I thought his career at this point is on such cruise control and he can just do whatever he wants. And before TNA started, you know, shelling out $500,000 just for him to show up for like 15 dates. Like, you know, he really didn't need wrestling. He was fine. He was content. And then, hey, big money, little work. Let's come back. I never expected him to actually show up. Even when it was rumored, I didn't expect him to show up.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the last incredibly surreal moments that I thought would not happen in wrestling. Now, wrestling does provide me those on occasion. Chris Jericho showing up in New Japan, that would do it. But this was one of the biggest shock moments I can remember in recent history. Like one of the few times where, you know, Mark that I am, and internet smark that I am, it's very hard to get me to like an actual no fucking way reaction.
Nowadays that is really a rarity for a lot of people. But yeah, you know, like perfect example would be Chris Jericho showing up in New Japan. That was like, holy shit.
What about you, Tim?
Survivor Series isn't really my, high up there on my list of favorites. So really, I don't really hold on to a lot of anything that happens throughout the years at Survivor Series. It's a pay-per-view. I watch it, then we talk about it, and it's over and done with. You know, that Royal Rumble, that's my... that is my pay-per-view. When you're not allowed to pick WrestleMania, I pick the Rumble. But
can I drop a couple memories towards you?
Hang on a second. I'm just gonna jump right to it because we started the show with it, and it's the Wrestling with Shadows DVD.
Sort of Survivor Series, not really.
Well, you know, the Wrestling with Shadows ended with the Survivor Series screw job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing that sticks that has stuck with me.
Okay.
It's too bad to say it, but yeah, you know.
So, Survivor Series 94, Bret Hart, Bob Backlund, when working a submission hold that lasts longer than 30 seconds to a minute How long was Brett in the crossface? At least 7-8 minutes long. Mm-hmm. The drama that was. You had Sean in that turn on accidentally super kicked Diesel, and then Diesel went in and kicked Sean's ass. That's always a fun one. You had Deadly Games in 98 when we got the corporate champion. 2002, Shawn Michaels returning, winning the world title with those ugly brown tights in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm more looking forward to War Games next Saturday night than I am Survivor Series next Sunday night. I am. WCW's War Games was my favorite WCW pay-per-view because you're not allowed to pick Starrcade.
So, anyway, those are a few. But we need to take a break because we got to come back. We got to do picks.
Why do we need to take a break?
Because the break's going to be 60 seconds long. So we're taking a break.
All right. We'll be back after a 60-second long break. Everybody don't go away. We're going to play Pick'em.
It's a new day. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
The chosen one.
The journey of the Chosen One has begun in WWE 2K18. Follow his path from WWE NXT hopeful to WWE superstar to one day being WWE Hall of Famer. Watch the rise and fall of the Chosen One only at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
The Chosen One.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, monkey. It's me. DDP. The king of Odyssey. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
I legit did say 60 seconds. Welcome back, everybody, to WTR Sunday Night Live right on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, you legit said 60 seconds. I'm here. Calm down. I had to do a couple of things, and now I feel better because, you know what? When you drink a lot, you have to get rid of it a lot.
See, wasn't it a good thing I gave you a 60-second break to do that?
Well, I could have probably made it right up until the end of the webcast, but seeing as you made us go on a 60-second bender, I went on a 63-second bender myself. Unbender.
Survivor Series this Sunday on the WWE Network.
Not this Sunday, next Sunday. 1 week from tonight.
Okay. 1 week from tonight.
You can't say this Sunday until Monday evening.
We're in 16 minutes. Anyway, doesn't matter. Next Sunday on the WWE Network, 4 hours long, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Oh, God, I forgot it was 4 hours. What time does it start, Mountain Time?
5.
Shit, I'm going to miss it because I have to be, you know, at work until then.
So, we have 7 official matches. We have one that's pretty much official. There are 7, which will take it to 7 brand versus brand matches. So you know what that means. 4 from one brand, 3 from another, and it'll come down to the final one. So we all know how that's going to go. So, you know, plan your picks accordingly. Let's start with the one that's not brand versus brand. It is Kalisto versus Enzo Amore. Omega.
Nobody.
For the cruiserweight title.
Nobody wins. Everybody loses. It's going to be Enzo because... Fuck. It's like, just for starters, I'm amazed how fast I've turned on Enzo.
A lot of people have.
Yeah, because like, I will admit, amazingly gifted on the mic, you're in pro wrestling and you're trying to be a wrestler. If you're a valet, if you're a manager, you would rival Paul Heyman someday. Mm-hmm. That said, you're trying to be a wrestler and you are a fucking awful wrestler. But you're all 205 Live has right now.
Until they get Hideo Itami.
In which case, give it 2 months, he'll get hurt.
Really? 2 months? About 4 weeks.
Being generous.
I'd say like 4 weeks. Come on now.
God, who else? God, I just read they wanted someone else for 205 Live. I can't remember who it is.
Rockstar Spud.
Oh, right. That's the shot in the arm it needs. Yeah, it's going to be the continuation of the Enzo Amore show. Because at the very least, he makes a good bad guy just out of sheer spite.
All right, Mike.
My toilet wins.
Does it really?
Yeah, because it's getting more attention.
Yeah, but toilets do nothing.
Yeah, that's not winning.
Toilets do nothing but catch crap all day.
At TJ Omega on the Twitter. Top 128 comedian of all time.
Oh, shit. Kalisto.
Tim?
No, I'm picking Kalisto.
And the thing picks what?
Kalisto.
Up next, the Raw tag team titles are on the line. The new champions, Cesaro and Sheamus, points, take on the Usos. Mike.
Somebody get points.
Someone lost points. Oh my god.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of triple power bombs, that's all I'm saying.
They have to be through announced tables.
There's how many countries are gonna be ringside?
Well, in announcers row, about 7.
The New Day is going to go on a world tour.
Anyway, Mike.
Points.
That would mean the Usos for those keeping track, like, you know, the intern. Oh my god.
I'm trying to weigh it against the other matches. Shit. Yeah, actually, I'll go Cesaro and Sheamus.
Tim.
I'm going to say the Usos just for shits and giggles.
And the random thing picker?
Picked the Usos just for shits and giggles. It actually said that.
For shits and giggles, okay. Up next, champion versus champion. Intercontinental champion, The Miz, takes on United States champion. I love this. Alright, so I'm reading Wikipedia for the card, right? And I just sent it to Tim, and Tim's going to realize... Who's the United States champion?
Yeah, who is the United States
champion? It doesn't list it on Wikipedia.
It doesn't list it. I know, I saw that.
I just noticed that Baron Corbin. Omega. I love that.
That's
Miz
funny.
Miz versus somebody. Who? We don't know. Oh, okay. I see what they did. The little dot thingies. Okay, they have Baron Corbin versus Sin Cara coming up on SmackDown. For the belt. Got it. See what they did there. Anyway, Omega.
Right, so it's going to be Baron Corbin.
Well, yeah, but I'm reading Wikipedia. Yeah, so mm-hmm. Baron Corbin. You think Baron Corbin's going over?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, I think he's so. I think he needs it more. Right now, I think The Miz, like... I think The Miz is kind of untouchable right now. I think he can take a loss like this, and all it will do is feed his character.
Okay. Mike?
Baron needs it. Baron's been buried, but he needs this. So, Baron.
You just won it for the points.
No, Miz has basically buried him. What more does he need?
Tim.
I am going to go one step further and say Corbin's going to win via DQ.
Way to go out on a limb. All right. What does the random thing picker say?
A random thing picker says U.S. champion.
Up next, Alexa Bliss versus... currently scheduled to be Natalya. Mike, could be wow. Charlotte. Should mention it could be Charlotte Flair if Charlotte beats her on SmackDown Live.
That's a big if, though. That's a big if. But I'm gonna have to say, little Miss Bliss.
Because they are in Charlotte on for SmackDown Live.
Well, then Charlotte should be guaranteed to lose.
Or win.
According to past logic.
You never know. Oh my god.
Honestly, I could see this one getting changed. You got a lot on the undercard right now that would be heel against heel unless you do something to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be Miz and Corbin. It's going to be Usos versus the Bar. You know, you're going to have a third one up here if it's Bliss and Natalya. I will go on a limb and say it will be whoever's the SmackDown Women's Champion in 48 hours.
Well, then. Tim?
Good question. I'm going to actually just for because it's Natty. I'm going to say is Natty's going to beat Charlotte and then Natty's going to beat Alexa. Because Natty. Because I know TJ.
He's your very close personal friend.
He is, actually.
Oh, he should be. Been your co-host for how many years now?
No, TJ Wilson, not you. Sorry, Mr. J.
You just insulted one of the top 128 comedians of all time. How dare you do that?
The fuck was that?
I was just trying to fix it with my tools.
Keep your vibrator off the air.
That was Paige is not on here.
That was a drill.
The random thing picker pick.
Alexa, random thing picks are stupid.
Team Raw Women, which is Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, and to be determined, could be Mickey, Bayley, Dana, or even Paige taking on SmackDown. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Carmella, Naomi, and Tamina with Lana. Tim, we'll go with you first.
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be really hard to vote against the Raw Women, but I'm picking the Raw Women.
Mike.
Oh, fuck. Raw Women.
Oh, my God.
Raw Women. Asuka is going to feed most of the SmackDown women their own spines.
And the random thing picker.
The random thing picker would like to pick the SmackDown bitches.
Champion versus champion, Brock versus AJ. Omega.
Everyone.
Thank you, AJ. Dum 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 dum. Thank you, AJ.
It'll be Brock. Like it's they're not. I don't think they're going to do anything to hurt their beast before WrestleMania.
Mike.
Fuck. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here, even though it's going to kick me in the ass. But I'm going to say AJ.
Tim.
I pick Brock Lesnar.
And random thing picker.
Random thing picker picked Bork Laser.
And finally.
Oh finally, no. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown on the men's side. I'm just guessing.
Who's on the men's side, Tim?
Let's see. That which team?
Rita as it's written.
Okay, so for Team Raw, we got Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Jason Jordan taking on Team SmackDown consisting of Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, and John Cena. Okay, Omega, who you picking?
You know, I got Team SmackDown in this because Team SmackDown always seems to win these pay-per-views that are pit the brands against each other. Because, please, dear God, people tune in to SmackDown.
Which has been actually outdoing Raw in the ratings.
Not that I've seen. They come close.
They come close. I haven't. They one time they had more viewers. Once. Mike?
And John Cena, the fifth man.
That is the name Tim said, yes.
Oh, God.
Brand loyalty, John Cena.
SmackDown.
Tim?
I'm picking SmackDown, but the reason I'm picking SmackDown is because Braun Strowman doesn't get along well with others. And I think Braun Strowman is going to be pissed off with at least half of his teammates. And I could see Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman getting into a push-me-pull-you to set up a match between the two of them at the next pay-per-view.
What does the random thing picker say?
Random thing picker picked, Team Raw.
And unofficially, officially coming up.
It's gonna happen, but it hasn't been made yet.
The Shield versus the New Day. Omega.
Yes, it is!
It'll be the Shield.
Mike.
New Day.
Tim.
Shield!
Random.
New Day.
Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You have till Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern to get your picks in. You can tweet us on the variety of Twitters. We'll mention in about 10 minutes from this point. Or you can email media@wildtalkradio.com.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Beer! Money! Watch your money in your alcohol. 'Cause when the tide rolls out and the ships go down, you know you're gonna take a fall.
We have Samoa Joe and Beer Money. Mike.
Beer Money.
Omega.
Beer Money has a decent theme song, but I can't go against the heavy horns and the huge drum beats that tell you that there is a big, angry Samoan about to kill you.
Tim, break the tie.
Play me the opening of Samoa Joe again. Okay, good. That's good. Cut. Now just play me the opening riff to Beer Money.
Beer Money!
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. Oh, this is so tough because it's like Beer Money. And growing up, spending 10 years living in Ontario, the whole thing was to see if we can get enough cans of bottles together to take them to the depot to get enough beer money for Saturday night. God, to be 18 again. This is really tough. I love, you know, Beer Money. It's Samoa Joe. It's really hard to, 'cause that's the best thing Samoa Joe's had in the majors. Way better than his current WWE thing. Samoa Joe. I flipped a coin. Literally, I flipped a coin.
Bobby Roode versus EC3. Omega.
The trouble part is really annoying. That said, that song's got a lot more personality than Bobby Roode's generic rock.
Mm-hmm.
We will go EC3.
Mike.
EC3.
Tim.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do EC3.
Ew.
Not like that. Shut up.
Yo, 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 los futuros de lucha libre está aquí. To live and die in LEX. Latino, stand up.
Notorious 187 and his posse.
Liberation. Segregation. Emancipation. The revolution led by the LAX.
Sorry,
about your damn luck. I'm a creek swimming, moonshine sipping, deer skinning, beer drinking, Johnny Cash listening.
Good way to send out his career in Impact Wrestling. Mike.
Long necks and rednecks.
Tim.
Yeah. What Mike said.
Okay. Omega.
Just for fun, I'll be the dissenting vote for LAX.
And our final Impact Wrestling TNA versions.
Oh, well, I was going to vote for the first one until he played Hardcore Country. I'm sorry. Mickey James gets my vote. Hashtag not sorry.
Omega. Or
whatever.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, one of the best themes they produced. I am. I am.
All right, Mike, break the tie.
Hardcore Country.
There you go.
I disown you.
That's our show.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We must be done. Well, all right. There it is, everybody. Another edition of WTR Sunday Network Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Post your WTR pick'em picks or just email them to media at wildtalkradio.com. But just to be on the safe side, post them on Facebook. Tomorrow night, immediately following wrestling, it's the Raw Post Show. So show up.
11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Tuesday night, season 2 and episode 3.
4.
5. 4 of WTR Sims. It's WTR
Championship Professional Wrestling. 11:15 p.m. Eastern. This Tuesday night, we'll have the debut of the X-Corps Soldier Subway in the Season 2 edition, plus Omega challenges for the WTR Championship all this Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rockradioshow. To see the archives, you go to youtube.com/rockradioshow, where you have daily WWE 2K18 content.
Exactly, yeah. Of course, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rock Radio Show with Lindsay Ward and her producer, Sir Rockin' Roll.
We'll have the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown, with special guest, the NXT analyst, TG Omega.
And I'm all over these plugs.
You are. And we will have the Survivor Series picks as well. Tune in to The Rack Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Total Diva Season 7, Episode 2, available now. Episode 3 will be available on Thursday afternoon. Rack Radio Show on all the social medias. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, it's Tumblr, it's Instagram. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere on the social medias on the internet. We're there, Rack Radio Show.
And of course, shit's going down on Saturday night.
We have two ideas for a Greater than Great Debate. One we've talked about, and now I have to go in and edit my list and add a certain someone to it because reasons. Now he put himself in the top 100.
I did.
He put himself there. He legitimately put himself there.
Said I was approaching.
Okay, so you're in the top 128. So we're gonna put you in. Put you in the list. It'll be a thing. Or we're gonna do what is the. I'm not even gonna announce it because it's too funny to announce on the air. So tune in. We'll figure it out what we're doing for the Great and the Great Debate this Saturday night. Midnight is Super Great Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob. Coming up with the Great and the Great Debate on hashtag Super Great 10 on December 2nd, which what is the all time greatest, the greatest segment moment in the history of Super Radio. We'll figure it out on Super Radio 10 on December 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah. 128 moments. No list. We're going to go through them all. Including
seriously.
Including roasting Tim Stein. It's on the list.
No, don't. You don't need to do that.
It's on the list.
It shouldn't be.
It happened on the show.
Damn it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot one more thing. I got to finish the CB Radio plot. CB Radio. It's your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, and it's the longest reigning weekly episodic podcast on the Wild Talk Radio Network that's never taken a hiatus.
So far.
Well, we've gone 10 years without a hiatus.
Just saying.
Unlike other shows.
Just saying.
This one. Anyway, yeah.
And what would you consider a hiatus? I count just like one show would work.
No, a hiatus is like 6 months.
Well, we have no. Then I don't know what you're talking about for a hiatus.
You haven't taken a 6 months hiatus at all in the show?
The show hasn't.
Yes, it has.
Nope.
Yes, it has.
Nope. Because it did, like, different editions and shit, so.
There have been months where you've never done a show.
Not six.
Okay, maybe three.
I don't know about that.
I know about that.
Oh, shut up. Don't do that, because you sound like a goof.
Anyway. Super Radio, longest running weekly episodic podcast in Wild Talk Radio history without a hiatus.
That being said, hey, everybody, programming note, don't forget, we are delayed next Sunday night because of Survivor Series. So watch Survivor Series, 5 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. Join us immediately following Survivor Series for our post-show review show. So, you know.
We're the place to be on pay-per-view nights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've told you how to complain if you're on Twitter now. So to do so, you must follow me, or you'll be blocked if you complain without following me. Follow me at Flames Forums. Check out Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machine at Wild Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter for Russell Talk Radio. Hey, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night Am I done plugging?
WildTalkRadio.com/IPTV Buy the book, ManKitchenTV.com.
Yeah, okay, I could do those two as well. The book is still available, and it probably will be permanently. So, buy the cookbook. I need to pay for the website and the server. Buy the IPTV. I need to quit my current job. I think I've said everything I need to say about that. Omega, plug away!
So, everywhere on the internets, I am known by one name. Unless Omega. You're on Facebook. Not on Twitter.
I was just saying.
Unless you are on Facebook, in which case, I am TJ Reviews. However, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at TJ Omega. If you want to follow me over on... See, where else am I? I'm at it a bunch. If you want to find me on Tumblr, it's TJ Omega. If you want to see what I'm up to on YouTube, where all of my content is, it is at TJ Omega. And then we have TJOmega.net for a bunch of stuff YouTube isn't happy with me posting.
Yeah, he got a creative idea, and they're like, no. It's a bad word. Bad word.
Yeah, you were a potty mouth in your title. You can't make money off this.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, that's right. I have things, don't I? Guys can take a look at me, the WTR Oreo, on the Twitter page, on Facebook. You can look up Dragon Honor Wrestling. We have a broadcast that comes on every week.
I'm going to send the link. We have, it's a basically a WWE all-female call show, create a wrestler show. So I hope, yeah, something that you guys may look into. And there's another project that I'm also going to be doing with some people that are actually regulars, former regulars here, but new to some of you guys. So look forward to that.
I think we're done plugging. I think it's time to say have a good week, everybody. We'll catch you throughout the week on the WTR Wild Talk Radio Network. And, of course, we'll talk to you next Sunday night immediately following Survival Series.
Fuck Team Tim.
Fuck Mike.
WildTalkRadio.com.